PTC is go.
Pegasus is go.
PTC is go.
Copy, S is go.
Houston flight is go.
Polycom.
STM is go.
Safety comp is go.
STU is go.
LRD is go.
SRO is go.
CDI is go.
Launch director NTD, our launch team is ready to proceed at this time.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Site Patriots has a message for liberals and the mainstream media.
You can't handle the truth.
So, buckle up, snowflakes, because we're about to deliver the politically direct best in conservative commentary, news, and investigative reports. We're telling the truth, and we're not gonna stop. Okay, liberals, back under the bridge with the rest of your fellow trolls, and oh yeah, thanks for listening to Right Side Patriots.
They are special, special people
on RSPRadio1.com. Welcome to Right Side Patriots on RSPRadio1.com. Craig Andreessen at the National Patriot. Diane Sorey at the Patriot Factor. Tuesday night edition of the show, 15th of February. Welcome to it. Hello, Diane.
Hello, Craig, and how are you today?
I'm tired.
So am I.
I've been tired all day, and I can't figure out why, but I am. And, you know, hopefully my giant mug of iced tea will help to wake me up during the show.
Oh, I hope so. My big glass of water maybe will do the same. But I think we're tired because we've been writing like crazy over the past few days.
Yeah, we're getting a little ahead of ourselves, folks, when it comes to the writing of op-eds and commentaries. But, yes, you know, that's okay. There's been a lot of stuff going on, and we're just trying to cover all the bases. But in between all the writing, we're, of course, monitoring everything that's going on.
Yes. And there's a lot going on, that's for sure.
Well, first of all, what I want to do before we get into anything is, once again, I want to thank our special guest from last Friday night. Jake Danishevsky was our guest. He was born in Kiev, Ukraine. He came to this country when he was 13 years old back in 1979, and he has since become a U.S. citizen. He was really, really interesting on the show. If you missed any part of that show last Friday night, folks, you need to go to RSPRadio1.com, click the podcast button, and give that a listen. Rare insights that you haven't heard anywhere else.
Right, right. And the best part, he said we nailed it.
Well, yeah, you know, folks, a week ago today, we published our Ukraine piece, jointly written by Diane and myself, and we got that thing out there. We covered it on the show last week. Jake read it. He read it two or three times, actually, and he said, you guys got it. You guys nailed this. And so far, we don't see any reason to backtrack on any of it. We're going to be talking about the Ukraine situation coming up here in just a couple minutes. In fact, we're going to devote the entire first segment of the show to that. A little bit later, Diane, you're talking about the case for citizen's arrest.
Yes. I think it's way past time, since our government won't do anything, since the police's hands are tied to do anything, maybe it's time citizens start taking action. It's our constitutional right to do so.
We'll find out more about that. We'll find out more about that at the bottom of this hour.
Mm-hmm.
An hour from now, I'm going to be talking about unmasking liberal hypocrisy.
Okay.
So those are the two segments we got coming up. But right now, let's talk about what's going on in Ukraine, which so far is a big nothing burger. But today is Tuesday. They're not supposed to invade, I think, until after lunch tomorrow.
Putin is never going to invade. He never intended to invade. This is all a dog and pony show to show the world that he's strong right now. And he's strong because America has probably, next to Jimmy Carter, one of the weakest presidents ever. And he's taking advantage of it.
I think this goes well past Jimmy Carter's weakness.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really. And, you know, Jimmy Carter had four full years, you know, of malaise, as he put it.
Right.
This is beyond malaise. This is just abject stupidity, what we're seeing now. Now, you know, in the article you and I wrote, we were very point blank. This isn't going to happen. There's not going to be an invasion. One of the key reasons that we said that is because of what we saw leading up to the writing of that article. Now, since then, in the past week, you know, the Biden regime has been out there saying, well, they're going to invade. They're going to invade by midweek. It'll be on Wednesday and all this. Well, the Ukrainian president, Zelensky, literally asked the CIA to show them their evidence that the invasion by Russia was going to happen. And the CIA said, nyet.
Right. And in fact, the evidence came out today, and I posted it as Right Side Breaking News early this morning. There were actual satellite photographs of Russian troops, some Russian troops, leaving the border area and going back to Russia.
Now, that's interesting. I saw the same thing. Okay, and, you know, same time, 4 o'clock, 4:30 this morning, somewhere in there, 3:30, 4, 4:30. And yet Biden comes on television this afternoon at 2:30 Eastern time, and he says there are reports that Russia is withdrawing some of their troops, but we have not been able to verify this. And I'm thinking, the hell you can't verify it? I saw the pictures of it at 4 o'clock this morning.
Exactly. What, do we need to send Biden the proof? I mean, this is to the point. I believe Biden is trying to start some kind of confrontation with Russia to take everybody's minds off of the economy, the midterm elections, now the Durham report. This is all divert and deflect by Biden. His problems with Ukraine, remember, if Putin were to invade Russia, it's very likely that Zelensky would release all the documents they have on the Bidens.
Well, that's a substantial pile of documents.
Exactly.
You know, and Biden doesn't want that. He doesn't want that stuff coming out. Even though we already know that, you know, Hunter Biden was on the payroll of the Ukrainians. He was getting millions upon millions upon millions of dollars. He was funneling a lot of that money to Joe Biden. Some of it was going to his uncle. You know, we know. We also know, because Joe Biden's on video bragging about it, that right. He got the prosecutor in Ukraine fired. And that was the prosecutor that had the dirt on Hunter Biden.
Exactly. And Biden made another one of his infamous guffaws today when he stated that we will not, meaning America, will not send American servicemen to fight in Ukraine. Instead, we have supplied the Ukrainian military with equipment to help them defend themselves, and we provided training and advice and intelligence for that purpose. Well, if you provide a training, doesn't the training involve some Americans being in Ukraine? Or well, are they doing virtual training?
And really, what kind of training is it? Because we know over here in this country, according to General Milli Vanilli, that, you know, our military is more worried about the use of pronouns and, you know, gender studies than they are about fighting any enemies. So, I mean, really.
And I don't know how many times I say this, Russia is not the United States' enemy. Not in the classic sense, let's put it that way. Russia's not going to come here and attack Americans. They're not going to try to bring America down. Everything that's happening is in within a given area. Putin's trying to rebuild Mother Russia. He wants back territories lost. Is he going to get them? I don't think he'll get them all. He might get little bits and pieces here and there. But he is not our threat. We're forgetting, if you notice, while all this is going on, we got screwed by China in the trade deal that Trump made.
Oh.
Okay. China is talking about invading Taiwan. Kim Jong-un has shoot off a number of rockets, test-fired rockets that are capable of carrying nuclear weapons. All of that has been pushed to the sideline.
Well, and you're leaving out another key one, the fact that those nuts over in Iran could only be weeks away from having a nuclear breakout.
Right.
You know, I mean, yeah, you're right. All of this stuff is going on right now, and Biden wants us to focus on, you know, the war that starts at noon tomorrow between
after
Russia
lunch.
And Ukraine. Yeah, after lunch. You know, after sandwiches.
And dessert.
You know. This is crazy. But now you brought up something and you made a I thought about it when he said it today, and you and I were talking after and you brought it up. The fact that Biden said we're not gonna have troops in Ukraine. Now tell people why that's important that he said that.
It's almost like he's giving credence and telling Putin, it's okay, you can do your little incursion, we won't stop you.
Well, it wouldn't, you know, if you're gonna try and threaten the Russians, wouldn't the proper threat, you know, instead of saying we're not gonna send any American troops to Ukraine, wouldn't the proper threat be we're not taking anything off the table?
Exactly.
No, and just leave it at that.
Well, you know what it is? Biden's mouth is moving. The words are coming out of Biden's mouth. Biden didn't write this. Biden has no idea what he's saying. If you close your eyes, forget who's saying it, you can swear it's Obama.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Now, you know, when Biden was up there reading that, from a teleprompter, mm-hmm. which he obviously was, I guarantee you it was the first time he'd ever seen that copy.
Because his stumbles, yeah.
Oh, my God, he was stumbling over his words. He was mispronouncing things. He was dropping words. And he was slurring his words terribly.
Yes. Yes. Now, you know, a lot of people try not to ignore that stuff, but it's very important that you pay attention to that stuff, because this man, seriously, all jokes aside, is medically unfit to be president.
I think he was highly medicated this afternoon.
Yeah, I think he was on amphetamines to keep him awake. I am sick and tired of important news conferences or speeches, whatever you want to call them, come out at 3:30 in the afternoon. If the president of the United States can't stay awake till 9 at night and do a major broadcast, we have serious problems.
Well, and I contend the reason he was out there at 3:30 Eastern time this afternoon and did not take any questions from the media who were in the room was because he was told, you read what's in the teleprompter or no 4 o'clock pudding for you.
I knew that was coming. I knew that was coming. You know, seriously, folks, you make an announcement, you talk about a situation that could escalate into war, but probably won't, and you don't take one question. Well, there's a reason for that, because he didn't have the reporter's questions ahead of time.
Right. Right. And he doesn't know who these people are, so he can't call them by name. If he doesn't right. have the cheat sheet with their pictures and names, right. you know, so yeah, he gets up there, he reads this thing poorly, reads this thing out of the teleprompter. His eyes were squinting so hard, I don't think he could even hardly see what he was reading. Mm-hmm. Once he was done, he said, "Thank you, I'll keep you informed." He turned on his heels and out the door he went. I'm sure he got out into the hallway and said, "Where's my pudding?" you know, it was just a sad overall deal today, but there's so much more involved in what's going on there than mm-hmm. what Biden was talking about in that goofy speech that he made this afternoon. You know, Zelensky and the Ukrainians, there's not even a state of emergency in place over there.
Right. They're not worried. They're saying, you know, come on, we've been through this before with Russia. Nothing's going to happen. The president of Ukraine is not worried. Why is this the big thing? Why? Because Biden is fueling it on. His comments are fueling it on.
In a way, I think you're right, you know, but I still contend that Biden wants to be the guy when nothing happens, because nothing will, mm-hmm. to be able to say, "I faced down Vladimir Putin and I made him blink."
Well, actually, he can't, because people like us will remind him, "You're the one that said Putin can go in yeah. you know, you're the one that that's told him we won't stop you. You didn't stand anybody down, Biden. You gave him a red carpet to go enter."
Well, and
but it doesn't matter, because, Craig, what Putin wants, he wants more representation right. in Ukraine. He's not after Ukraine. He's not out to kill the Ukrainian people. None of that. He just wants more political power in Ukraine, and he's going to get it.
Yeah, he wants political power so he can have access to certain natural resources that will increase Russia's capability in manufacturing and thus increase their economy.
Right. And also, once he gets the upper hand and goes in politically, you know, NATO's going to back down. Fine. You know, technically anyone can ask to join NATO, but NATO does not have to take anyone who asks right. in. And Putin will make sure that Ukraine never becomes a member of NATO.
That's
the big thing. NATO, this Ukraine is sort of like his wall between the West and Russia.
You know, let's talk about Vladimir Putin here for a minute. You know, mm-hmm. because obviously he's a key player in all this. And, you know, he's got everybody right where he wants them. But, you know, Biden had a phone call with Putin on Sunday. And right. by all reports, that phone call did not go well for Joe Biden.
well, you didn't expect it to.
No, I didn't. You know, and I fully believe, I don't know, I haven't seen the transcript, but I fully believe that at some point Putin said, "Good Lord, man, I got to go. The football game's coming on." And
probably,
you know, but here's the thing. Vladimir Putin, he's not dealing with Joe Biden. Now, Biden gets right. up there today and talks about what a great job he's been doing in you know, staring Putin down. But Putin is ignoring Biden. Putin is dealing with the other leaders of Europe. Who's over there today, Diane? Who's in Moscow today?
The German chancellor.
Yeah.
And we told people that on Monday, that nothing is going to happen on Wednesday, because number one, there were meetings between Russia and Zelensky, between Putin and Zelensky. The German chancellor was on his way to Moscow. Putin has been speaking with Macron. He's speaking to the people that have a stake in the game, the European right. countries. He doesn't care about Joe Biden. America is not what he's after. plain and simple. And Biden threatening to shut down, you know, the pipeline that's supposed to be open soon and this and that. It's not even built yet.
The pipeline, I mean, it's just sitting there. It's not built. There's no oil flowing through the pipeline. Right. Nothing. You exactly. know, it's not much of a threat.
No. And economic sanctions, please give me a break. Russia is not in the dire situation as some countries are. Russia has trade with Europe. Russia has trade with Israel. Russia has trade, of course, with China. I mean, who does Biden think he's kidding? Sanctions don't work.
Not on
with
a guy
a
like
country
Putin.
That's not in bad shape.
Right. And, you know, I mean, it's this all silly talk, you know, the sanctions and, oh, I'm getting tough. You know, I mean, this stuff is kind of nuts. Putin, he's got to be sitting over there in Moscow going, what is this guy talking about?
He must be laughing his head off. I mean, seriously, he is showing the world every time Biden opens his mouth. Putin gets another ring on his belt because he's showing the world what a joke we have as a president.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, I know how to make $1 million.
Okay.
I really do. And I wish I would have thought of this a week ago, and then I could have capitalized on it.
Okay.
But what we need is about 10,000 t-shirts. Okay,
and
then we print up on the t-shirts, I survived the Wednesday afternoon Russian invasion of Ukraine, and we sell them in Kiev.
Ah, okay. Okay.
You know?
Still can do it. Brought to you by Right Side Patriots.
Yes. You know, and I mean, you can make $1 million.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how crazy this is. And you're right, Diane. It's all a distraction. It's distract. It's look at the shiny object. The shiny object right now is Putin, Ukraine, and Russia. You know, the rest of NATO is just like, holy crap, will this guy in America please shut up?
Well, and you know what people forget? Yeah, Putin wants certain things from Ukraine, paramount of which is political authority. But what people don't understand is Ukrainians and Russians are basically the same people.
Yep.
And Putin is not going to go in and kill his own people. It's just, you know, the man is a smart man. He's not, you know, a Biden. He has working brain cells. He's a good tactician, and he's trying to rebuild Mother Russia. If he went in and slaughtered Ukrainians, he would bring back echoes of the Soviet Union. And that, I don't think the free world would allow. There's a big difference between the Soviet Union and Mother Russia, or the Russian Federation, as it's now called. There's a huge difference. We're not saying Putin's a good guy by any means, but you have to understand where he's coming from. He wants Russia's glory back. Russia's standing in the world. You've got to understand that. We would do the same thing if the shoe was on the other foot.
Of course. Of course we would. And, you know, in the 5 minutes or so we have left in this segment, let's talk about Ukraine for a moment. Personally, I'm getting awfully tired, and this is from the Republicans and the liberals in Congress, talking about how we must do something to defend Ukraine's democracy. They're not a democracy. No,
correct.
They're not. I mean, Zelensky has the title of president, but that's something printed on a business card. He really is a dictator. They're shutting down their opposition party over there. They're throwing the opposition party leaders in jails. they have completely cut off their social media over there because the opposition party was using it. Sound familiar, folks?
Yeah. Yeah. But none of that is being reported over here. And that's the problem. We get bits and pieces. Now, talking about the media, Fox News is now, seems to be on the Biden bandwagon because they're reporting this afternoon, oh yes, the attack is imminent and this and that. And oh. And some of the main commentators on Fox are like, what a good speech Biden gave. Were we watching the same speech?
I don't know, because the speech I saw was horrible.
I agree. Terrible. But then again, Craig, we look at it a little bit different. In fact, the way I look at it will be in an article for next Tuesday. I really think Biden is medically and mentally unfit for office, and I'm going to say why. Not name-calling, not making fun of him, but through medical eyes, giving real reasons why. And it's just, when our news media, who's supposed to be on our side, the one station on our side, starts, puffing up Biden.
Well, you could poke holes in that speech all day long.
Exactly.
Literally telling the Russians, telling Putin, we're not going to have troops over there. In other words, you don't have to worry about us.
Well, and also, what about the fact that our gas prices are going to go up if he invades Ukraine? Really? Really, Putin?
Wait a minute.
I didn't know Ukraine was a big supplier of oil, I should say. I didn't know they were a big supplier of oil to the U.S.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong here. So far, Russia has not invaded Ukraine. Am I right in that?
Yes, you are.
Okay, and yet our gas prices are skyrocketing. Am I right in that?
Absolutely.
So it stands to reason that the price of oil and the price of gas in this country is going to continue to skyrocket whether or not Putin picks his nose or sits on his hands.
Of course it is, because this has nothing to do with that. That's another divert and deflect tactic to get the sheeple, who'll believe anything that comes out, to accept, oh yeah, this is really serious. In the meantime, the Democrats go about doing what they're doing. However, something interesting also happened today. The 30th Democrat announced that they will not be running in November for their seat.
Wow.
They're running scared. This is the mainline Democrats. They're running scared.
Well, and part of the reason for that is really pretty simple. When you look at what is concerning to most Americans, the overwhelming vast majority of Americans, it's not what's happening in Ukraine. It's the economy, it's inflation, it's jobs.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, even people that make good salaries, who get raises, they're lucky enough to work in those professions, they're finding out, wait a minute, I just got X number of dollars raise, but the price of goods just went up more than my raise.
Right. They may have gotten a 4% raise and they got 7.5% inflation.
Exactly. We're getting screwed. The Biden crew took an economy that was thriving, tax cuts that were working, but because they were done by Trump, those were all negated with the, signing on the dotted line with his feet up on the Resolute desk in EOs. And he deliberately, with malice intended, brought our economy down.
Simple as that, folks. But listen, we've gotten to the bottom of the hour here. That means we got to take a quick break. Now, 30 minutes from now, I'll be talking about unmasking liberal hypocrisy. But when we come back from this break, these station IDs, Diane's talking about the case for citizen's arrest. Stay with us. There's more Right Side Patriots after this.
You're listening to Right Side Patriots Radio, the best in conservative commentary, news, and talk, where we do away with the politically correct nonsense and give you the politically direct truth. This is the home of Right Side Patriots every Tuesday and Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern with Craig Andreessen and Diane Sori. We're working to make this country great again from the right and leaving puddles of melted snowflakes on the left. Thanks for listening to Right Side Patriots, your best bet on the internet.
You're listening to RSPRadio1.com.
Hi, guys. Diane Sori from The Patriot Factor on thepatriotfactor.blogspot.com, where I found a home base 7 years ago after becoming one of Facebook's longtime Facebook felons, or so I've been told by the Facebook gods. On my blog, you will find not only my articles, but our Right Side Patriots investigative reports, as well as stories and links to and from well-known writers and bloggers, plus what I call almost daily memes, my snarky take on news of the day. And for more great takes on the issues of the day, check out The National Patriot at thenationalpatriot.com, where you can read Craig's insight into all the current news happenings. And join us both on Right Side Patriots every Tuesday and Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. EST at RSPRadio1.com.
Welcome back to Right Side Patriots on RSPRadio1.com. Craig Andreessen at the National Patriot, Diane Sori at the Patriot Factor. If you miss any part of tonight's show, go to RSPRadio1.com, click the podcast button. You're automatically a pod person. You don't have to sign up. You don't have to give us any information. Just listen to whatever show you want.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty simple. We love the pod people.
Yes, we do.
And we love Podbean.
More of them by the day.
We love Podbean, too, because they are keeping track of all of our archives. So thank you to them. All right, Diane.
Thanks.
You have taken on in tonight's op-ed, the case for citizen's arrest.
Yes.
Explain yourself.
Okay, let's start by saying our beloved America is in trouble, and it's on a scope most never thought possible, as we bear witness to our freedoms being stripped away by those in government whose allegiance is not to the Constitution, but to socialism bordering on in-your-face communism. And even one's thoughts and actions are being manipulated by those whose quest for power is so all-consuming that even what was once considered acceptable public discourse is now at the mercy of Big Brother-style censorship. And so it seems, at least on the surface, that we have become a nation of cowards too afraid to say the word no, too afraid to take tangible action, or even to consider taking legal action against taskmasters with a decidedly anti-American agenda. And yet there has always been an option at hand, an option that at first many will snicker at, yet it's an option that can work if presented and handled the right, as in legal way. And here I'm referring to the option known as citizen's arrest, whereby a private citizen can not only make a formal, chargeable arrest, instead of that arrest being made by a sworn law enforcement officer, but an arrest where said citizen does not have to fear that they themselves will be held civilly liable for interfering with another person's interests. And here said interests pertain to the committing of a felony such as, but not limited to, assault, battery, and false imprisonment, a felony action on legal par with an arrest made by a police officer without a warrant. Citizen's arrest is an interesting option indeed, as is outlined in Cornell's Law School Legal Information Institute, and I have the link right there where you can look it up. Now catching the media's attention, to a limited degree that is, it's all courtesy of the arrests and convictions of ex-police officer Gregory McMichael, his son Travis McMichael, and their neighbor William Bryan, who all claimed under oath that they were attempting to make a citizen's arrest, with the purpose being to question Ahmaud Arbery, a 25-year-old black man, when they saw him jogging through a predominantly white suburban neighborhood in Brunswick, Georgia, an area seeing a resurgence in break-ins of late. Saying that Travis McMichael feared for his life when he fatally shot Arbery, thankfully evidence showed that the three men chased down Arbery, who responded with force only when they accosted him. Finally admitting that they had not witnessed Mr. Arbery committing any crime that day or on any other day became a key point in their convictions and is the key point regarding a citizen's arrest actually being a possible means by which to help stop the Biden administration's stripping away of we the people's constitutionally granted freedoms and rights. And Craig, after all, the majority of our elected officials don't have the courage nor fortitude to do what needs to be done. So maybe it's time we patriots do what they refuse or are simply unwilling to do, as in use our legal right to make a citizen's arrest in the name of crimes committed against we, the people.
Okay, so you've explained how the Arbery case, how the three people got convicted because they didn't actually witness Arbery committing any crime. So how does this relate then directly to the case of Joe Biden? Can we actually and legally do a citizen's arrest? Can we say we've witnessed such a crime or a felony?
Well, with the legal scenario for a citizen's arrest to take place being that one must personally bear witness to a crime having been or is currently in the process of being committed, I first propose that Biden's vaccine mandates are a crime we are all not only bearing witness to, but are being affected by on a daily basis. And I base this upon Biden's violating not only his oath of office to protect the health, safety, and welfare of we, the people, but also his denying us our constitutional right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Simply, it's my opinion that Joe Biden's willingness to violate the Constitution, most especially our constitutionally granted rights and freedoms, is the most serious crime of all. A crime where if our elected officials won't act, it's time that we the people do. And while as private citizens we do not have the power to bring official charges of treason or malfeasance against Joe Biden or his minions, and even though a Republican midterm win of both the House and the Senate is being projected almost across the media board, we cannot forget that voter fraud will surely come November 8th once again be the Democrats' order of the day. And so we must at least try to bring America's current nightmare to an end by any legal means possible, with one of those possibilities being the use of what's called citizen's arrest. But let me first say that sometimes in the course of things, the most obvious way to solve a given problem does get hidden in plain sight by diversions. Diversions obviously not initiated by those being diverted, but by those using a focused and well-planned diversion as a means by which to try and mask their part in the crime being committed. And in the case of Joe Biden and numerous other key players, Dr. Anthony Fauci, for example. The truth is not just being twisted, but is outright being hidden from the public in order to try and legitimize that which they, as in the Democrats, know is not constitutionally legal. And Craig, when a truth of this nature and scope leads to a crime being committed, the list of players involved must widen to include those who help stage and propagate the crime in question, even if they are not the actual perpetrators of said crime.
Okay, so given all of that, I mean, we do have police officers in this country. Mm-hmm. Why can't we just rely on the cops? You know, if we need to make an arrest, why can't we explain it to the cops and have them go do it? Does that apply to Biden?
Well, in a way it does, because to that effect, I first proposed that as per our following the wording of individual state laws, citizens' arrests of the parties involved can be a much-needed adjunct in aiding our police, who, courtesy of the Biden administration's condoning and helping to perpetrate the defund the police movement, are not working up to speed through no fault of their own. I mean, the police themselves obviously cannot work up to speed. And that's needed is being sure that all the legal I's are dotted and the T's are crossed, making this a means by which criminal activity might be somewhat remedied or at least tempered down a bit. Second, we can, under the banner of false imprisonment, make the case that we the people are being held hostage. After all, we have been basically imprisoned in our homes for over 2 years now due to COVID lies and political manipulation. Remember, unconstitutional mandates that deny us our right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, in addition to denying us our right to work if unjabbed, are the means by which the Biden administration has denied us the freedom to choose where we want to go, to see whom we want to see, and when we want to see them. If that's not false imprisonment, if that's not holding us against our will, holding us hostage, then I don't know what is. And third, remember that the 14th Amendment prohibits states themselves from depriving any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. But with Democrat-controlled cities and states basically prosecuting no criminal element, especially black miscreants and thugs, in regards to the rioting, looting, arson, mayhem, and murder that continues to this day to go on in blue cities, equates to criminals and thugs having control of said cities. And this in turn means that blue cities mayors have willingly allowed lawbreakers to break the law and then go unpunished, a criminal act in and of itself. Again, if our elected officials won't do it, if our police can't do it because their hands have been what I consider to be illegally tied, then it is up to we citizens to call for a citizen's arrest of not only those who committed the above stated crimes, but those who let them get away with it. And in my opinion, Craig, we have every right to do so, as we've all witnessed those crimes being committed, as they're shown or reported on almost daily by the media. Criminal activity is a ratings bonanza, after all.
All right, so let's say you or somebody else is going to give this a shot. Okay. And they're going to go up, make a citizen's arrest on Joe Biden. How do you propose they do it? Because, you know, if you happen to walk into the Capitol these days, you're going to be charged with sedition and, you know, everything else, insurrection and all this stuff. I mean, so how do you propose people do this if they want to take a shot at doing it?
Okay. First, we have to understand that even though we have a legal right to perform a citizen's arrest, if we've witnessed a crime taking place, when it comes to those in the upper echelon of our government, a citizen's arrest of such magnitude that it could not be ignored would probably have to be made with the media present. Also, to garner traction and give credence and credibility to said arrest, it might just take a political person of name acting as a private citizen to actually be the one to make such an arrest. And to that end, I have just the person in mind, Ron DeSantis, governor of the free state of Florida. And why Governor DeSantis? Because he has the strength, the courage, and the fortitude, besides his having the legal background needed to cross all the I's and dot all the T's to pull such a maneuver off. Governor DeSantis has already publicly stood up to Biden and crew in regards to COVID mandates, lockdowns, treatments, the jab, and such, as well as taking Biden on in regards to the secretly flying of illegals into red states in the middle of the night, unannounced, and then dispersing them throughout the population. A man of character who honors and lives by our Constitution versus a man who, like his, I believe, puppet master, Barack Hussein Obama, considers the Constitution null, void, and outdated, something Biden's actions prove almost on a daily basis. And in DeSantis's acting as a private citizen, not as the duly elected governor of Florida, he would become the much-needed catalyst that could help in starting a citizens' arrest movement from coast to coast, a movement which I'm sure would greatly aid the police in reducing crime numbers and force district attorneys to do their jobs, as in pressing charges and forcing prosecutions of those being arrested. Remember, it is within our legal right to be able to make such arrests. Maybe all that was missing was a credible flag bearer to lead that very charge. Not snickering now, are you? Case closed.
You really want me to respond to the not snickering part?
No, I don't want the Gomer pile.
When Diane first approached me with this, I started laughing, and she's like, "What's so funny?" I said, "Every time I hear the phrase citizen's arrest, I think of Gomer Pyle on the Andy Griffith Show when he's trying to make a citizen's arrest because Barney Fife made a U-turn in the middle of the street." Mm-hmm. And he's chasing Barney across the street, "Citizen's arrest! Citizen's arrest!" You know, and I just can't hear the phrase without thinking that. But let me bring up something here that I think is really important. Now, you know, at the end of this op-ed, which, by the way, folks, is titled The Case for Citizen's Arrest, and you can find it at thepatriotfactor.blogspot.com or rspradio1.com. Either way, we want you to grab the link and share the heck out of it. But, you know, at the end of this op-ed, you make a pretty good case for, you know, arresting criminals in the streets, people that are breaking the law, maybe forcing some of these liberal blue state and blue city district attorneys and attorneys general to actually do their damn jobs, you know, which would certainly be a change over what we're seeing now. But when it comes to arresting a sitting president, mm-hmm. okay, which is where this all started out, doesn't the Supreme Court or some court have a thing that you cannot prosecute a sitting president for criminal activity? Wouldn't we have to impeach the old goat first?
When it comes to a citizen doing it, a private citizen, I think the rules are actually different.
Really? I mean, I'm really wondering because
I'm not 100% sure.
I mean, you can make the arrest. You might be able to make the arrest, but when it comes to prosecuting the crime, that's got to be done in a court.
It has to be done in a court, but if a citizen does it, it would be done in a public court. I don't think it would automatically go the impeachment route.
Well, I don't think it would go the impeachment route.
I'm really not 100% sure of that. I will find it out.
Yeah, I'm not really saying it would go the impeachment route. What I am saying is I don't think you can prosecute for criminal activity a currently sitting president.
I actually think you can.
Okay. Well, I mean, look into it. But
there's nowhere in the Constitution. I do know there's nowhere in the Constitution that says you can't, because every citizen of this country, if they're doing a criminal act, they can be prosecuted, and that includes the president.
It should, but I'm not sure that it does. But here's the reason I bring this up. Okay, president, or no president, sitting or not sitting, whatever the case might be, Biden is not the only one breaking federal laws here and committing felonious crimes.
Right.
Now, for instance, Nancy Pelosi is not a sitting president, and she is advocating for open borders, and, she has advocated for defunding the police, and, there's all sorts of criminal activity she's been involved in. Because she's not a sitting president, because Chuck Schumer is not a sitting president, because AOC is not a sitting president, because, any of the rest of the squad, they're not a sitting president. I don't think there's anything that would stand in the way of a citizen's arrest of those people, because without a doubt, those people can be prosecuted.
I still believe a president could be prosecuted unless it involved issues of national security, where he's kind of protected. The Constitution makes us all on the same level.
Well, but see,
as far as legalities.
But see, I'm kind of thinking back to when they were trying so damn hard to impeach President Trump. And part of the reason for that, and they even admitted to it, was if they could impeach him and then charge him with crimes, they could put him on trial criminally. Right. But I don't know. I mean, I honestly don't know how that works. What I'm saying is
the crimes that Biden is committed, if you remember at the beginning of my article, we are wanting to citizens arrest him for crimes committed against we the people,
right?
Not against the country per se, but against the American people. And I think that puts it in a different realm.
You might be right. There might be a loophole there, but if nothing else, it certainly draws attention to his breaking of laws that affect each and every American. And I don't care whether the American that's being affected is a liberal or a conservative or a libertarian or one of those greeny weeny I smoke weed party people. I mean, I don't know what the hell they call themselves, but it affects every single American, these things. The ignoring the laws at our southern border. The mask mandates that you bring up in this thing, the vaccination mandates that you bring up in this op-ed, all of these things have a direct effect, and it's a negative effect and a criminal effect on the American people.
Right. And we're witnessing it on television every day. We are bearing witness to it. I really think if done the right way, by the right person, someone like Governor DeSantis, acting as a private citizen, not acting as the governor of Florida. I think there's credence to this.
You might 100% be correct in this, but I would be afraid if Ron DeSantis tried it, they'd accuse him of engaging in an insurrection and throw him in jail.
No. You do this in front of the media, so it's all covered. Everybody's seeing what's going on.
Well, I understand.
It is a bit of theater. It is theater.
Sure.
But you know what? Our politicians, our elected officials are doing nothing.
Well, that's a fact. There's no doubt.
Nothing. This is going on because they're doing nothing. Not every single Democrat supports what Biden is doing. Look at Manchin, look at Sinema. There are others as well. But nobody is doing anything to stop it. Well, because you know why? Because they're afraid. Biden is just the mouthpiece right now. Obama is running the show.
Right. And those who are not stopping it are actually aiding and abetting it.
Exactly. Right?
And so you make a case out of one of them. You're putting all of them on notice that you better, you know, step it up and fly right. Or you could be the next one under a citizen's arrest.
Exactly.
It would be an attention getter.
You have to inform the person. You have to inform. You have to say, I am making a citizen's arrest. It's almost on par with the police giving Miranda rights. It has to be said.
Yeah.
But I think I would love to see, I mean, if it can't be Biden, make it Pelosi then. Make it Kamala Harris. Make it somebody. Yeah. We need to do something.
Absolutely. That's my point. You know, you don't have to limit this to Biden. Okay?
Right.
I mean, get their attention. You know, I wish somebody would do it.
Yeah.
I really do. You know, I mean, the longer it goes without anybody doing anything about it, the worse it's going to get.
Right. And I think the perfect person, all jokes aside, is Ron DeSantis. He's a JAG lawyer, ex-service governor of the free state of Florida. Our economy is booming down here. This man has everything going for him. He would know the intricacies of how this should be done.
Right.
And I think him or Ted Cruz, possibly, is another one that can do and pull off something like this. But we've got to do something. I'm sorry. We have allowed too much to go on.
Well, you know, maybe the next time Ron DeSantis comes over to your house to cat sit, and, you know, he gets there, you know, so he knows what can of food to feed which cat at what time of the day, you could bring this up to him.
You mean, is this after I have dinner with the Trumps? Are you talking about that?
Yeah, yeah.
You love, folks, Craig loves to kid me because I don't live that far from.
Well, but, you know, here's the thing. You at least live in the same state as these people. You know, none of these important people live in Nebraska.
Okay.
You know, and I just figure you're pretty well known. You know, and you know, if you were going to go have dinner with the Trumps and maybe spend the night, you know, you need somebody to come over the next morning to feed the cats before you got home, and that would be Ron DeSantis. I don't know how things work in Florida.
That would be the spousal unit.
You know, I don't know how things work over there.
No, but seriously, I mean, actually, Donald Trump can do it now.
He is a private citizen, after all.
He's a private citizen right now.
Yeah, that would be classic.
Wouldn't it, though?
That would be a classic. Folks, I want you to go get the link to this article and share it everywhere. The case for citizens' arrest. You find it at Diane's blog, thepatriotfactor.blogspot.com, or you go to rspradio1.com. It's right there, too. Get the link. Share the link everywhere you can. And if you see one of these meandering socialists that happen to be elected, run up to them like Gomer Heil and yell, "Citizens arrest!" and nail them, because nobody else is doing it.
Nobody's doing anything. Nothing is being done to stop the insanity.
And the insanity definitely needs to stop.
Oh, yeah.
Folks, we hit the top of the hour. We got one more segment left on the show tonight. When we come back from the top of the hour break, I'm talking about unmasking liberal hypocrisy. Stay with us. There's more to come on Right Side Patriots after this.
Hey guys, Diane Sori from The Patriot Factor on thepatriotfactor.blogspot.com, where I found a home base 7 years ago after becoming one of Facebook's longtime Facebook felons, or so I've been told by the Facebook gods. On my blog, you will find not only my articles, but our Right Side Patriots investigative reports, as well as stories and links to and from well-known writers and bloggers, plus what I call almost daily memes, my snarky take on news of the day. And for more great takes on the issues of the day, check out The National Patriot at thenationalpatriot.com, where you can read Craig's insight into all the current news happenings. And join us both on Right Side Patriots every Tuesday and Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. EST at rspradio1.com.
You're listening to Right Side Patriots Radio, the best in conservative commentary, news, and talk, where we do away with the politically correct nonsense and give you the politically direct truth. This is the home of Right Side Patriots every Tuesday and Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern with Craig Andreessen and Diane Sori. We're working to make this country great again from the right and leaving puddles of melted snowflakes on the left. Thanks for listening to Right Side Patriots, your best bet on the internet.
You're listening to RSPRadio1.com.
Welcome back to Right Side Patriots on RSPRadio1.com. Craig Andreessen at the National Patriot. Diane Sori at the Patriot Factor. Tuesday night edition. I'm getting ahead of myself. Tuesday night edition of the show. One segment to go. I got that part right.
Yes, you did.
Folks, if you miss any part of this show, just go to rspradio1.com, click the podcast button, and there you go. We'll have it up there for you tomorrow morning. All right, let's talk about unmasking liberal hypocrisy.
Quote, okay.
It's shameful that our opponents are using a Black History Month reading event for Georgia children as the impetus for a false political attack, and it is pitiful and predictable that our opponents continue to look for opportunities to distract from their failed records when it comes to protecting public health during the pandemic, unquote. That obtuse quote came from the Stacey Abrams campaign after she was photographed a week or so ago sitting on the floor with a classroom full of kids in an elementary school just outside of Atlanta. In that photo, Abrams is not wearing a mask despite the school's mask mandate, but every kid in that room is wearing a mask. Let me be clear on this. In that statement from Abrams' campaign, they are telling you, you serfs, that because it's Black History Month and because Abrams is black, she doesn't need to mask up and you should shut up. Asked about the photo and the response from her campaign, Abrams said, and I quote again, "We will let our statement speak for itself." While that statement says 54 words, the photo says 1,000 words. According to the Georgia governor, Brian Kemp, quote, "Stacey Abrams wants state government mask mandates for Georgians and their children, but it looks like they wouldn't apply when she's attending a photo op," unquote. Now, why do you suppose the school's mask mandate doesn't apply to Stacey Abrams, who also posed maskless with a bunch of masked up teachers? Is it because she's a liberal Marxist politician who's running for governor? Is it because she's black? Is it because COVID-19 isn't transmittable from adults to kids during Black History Month when the adult is black, or is it because the liberal Marxists who put that school mask mandate in place know that the masks are useless, so it doesn't really matter if Abrams isn't wearing one, as long as the kids are being sufficiently brainwashed and indoctrinated to do what the government tells them to do, no matter how insane it is? I suggest it's all of the above. Diane, so far, all of this both sounds and looks bad for Abrams and for liberal Marxist Party, but I do believe it gets worse.
Yeah, it actually does get worse because the excuses started to be made why she did what she did. And of all things, they used science as the excuse.
It
makes no sense. But I guess, you know, when you're a black woman running for governor, all cards are off the table.
Sure seems that way, doesn't it?
Yep, it does.
I mean, Lauren Groh-Wargo, she's a spokeswoman for Abrams, she tweeted, quote, "Stacy trusts science and supports masking in schools as it is the current CDC recommendation. She wore a mask to the event and removed it at the podium so she could be heard by students watching remotely and for photos, but only with folks who were masked," unquote. Oh, really? Abrams supports masking in schools unless she is in one of those schools, at which point she can go maskless, but all the kids must remain masked? It's the current CDC recommendation, even though the CDC has recently come out and stated that the cloth masks those kids were wearing are useless? Abrams wore a mask to the event and then took it off so the kids could hear her at the podium? Since when did the masks become soundproof? Let's examine that last question a bit more closely. If the masks are soundproof, or if the masks somehow make it so difficult to be understood while the person wearing one is speaking, how exactly do the indoctrinators in mask-mandated schools, who we must guess are wearing masks, talk to the kids they are indoctrinating, and how do the kids in a mask-mandated school respond to their indoctrinators while masked? If Abrams propagandist Lauren Groh-Wargo is in any way correct regarding why Abrams removed her mask at the podium, it would stand to reason that the indoctrinators and the kids would also have to remove their masks every time they opened their mouths. To put a finer point on it, a couple of weeks ago, I was at a doctor's appointment, and I had to wear one of those useless masks. Everybody I spoke with at the appointment was also wearing a mask, and somehow I could hear them just fine, and they could hear me just fine. So what Abrams' propagandist said was nothing but a flat-out lie. As for the end of that inane statement from the propagandist, Groh-Wargo said that Abrams also removed her mask for photos, but only with folks who are masked. So, because they're pretending that the masks the kids were wearing actually work, Abrams doesn't have to wear one? I'm willing to bet good money that were you or I inside that school, we would be required to be masked at all times, Diane, or at least I would be under such a requirement. You might be black out there, folks, and it is Black History Month. You might get a pass on the mask thing if you were to cite racial science privilege.
Yes, you would. But, you know, besides Stacey Abrams, we have another wonderful liberal that is also a hypocrite. It's just on the other side of the country.
Well, we got a whole bunch of them. I think you're talking about Gavin Newsom, right?
I am.
Yes, the liberal Marxist dictator of California attended the NFC championship game, and he was photographed several times not wearing a mask, even though he was indoors, and California has an indoor mask mandate. Newsom is white, so he couldn't claim the Black History Month excuse, but that didn't mean he didn't have an excuse. Newsom claimed that he only took the mask off for photos and that he held his breath while those photos were being taken. I know. Look, also a couple of weeks back, Jamal Bowman, A liberal Marxist congressman out of New York was photographed in a school in New York with a handful of high schoolers, and while they were masked, as per the statewide mask mandate, the liberal Marxist congressman was not. The photo was taken on January 31st, but it wasn't posted until February 3rd. Maybe there wasn't a free Black History Month pass in effect when it was taken. Last week in Hawaii, Biden's puppet master, Barack Hussein Obama, was photographed maskless while those around him were all wearing masks. Obama was checking on construction progress at some properties he owns worth well over $8 million, and his hired help, the construction workers, were all masked up. Granted, it is Black History Month, and while Obama only half qualifies, he apparently took full advantage of the half that gets the pass. Then, in September of last year, AOC attended the Met Gala. She was photographed maskless while those attending to her need for constant publicity had to wear masks. It wasn't former NYC Hispanic Bartender Month, and she was blathering the whole time, so it was pretty obvious she needed to come up for air and wasn't holding her breath. Then you've got Nancy Pelosi, Diane, who was photographed at some outdoor event in California last year, and nobody in the donor class sitting around that big giant table was wearing a mask, even though all the servers, you know, the hired help, were masked up. It wasn't liberal Marxist old bag with a face tape month. She wasn't holding her breath either.
No, well, you know, you've given some pretty good examples of hypocrites that are the Democrats. But there is, you know, one other person who really is, not only is this person an out-and-out liar, but he is probably one of the biggest hypocrites of all.
I 100% agree. You're talking about Tony Baloney Fauci.
Yes.
Okay, that guy, you have to go all the way back to July 23rd of 2020. That's when Tony Baloney Fauci, who was telling us all at the time that he is science, was photographed at a baseball game not wearing a mask. At the same time, the CDC was on record as saying, quote, "People should wear face masks, even those made from cloth, at public indoor spaces or outdoors when social distancing cannot be maintained," unquote. Well, there sat Fauci with his mask down below his chin in nearly empty stands while seated next to his wife and some other man. Fauci's wife and the other man were masked, but not Fauci. So, what was his excuse? Well, Mr. Science called his critics mischievous and claimed that he was drinking water. Now, to be clear about this, and I've got the photo in here big enough to be seen from space in my blog, Fauci's water bottle was between his legs at the time. So, unless he was sipping water through his crotch, he was lying. While it's possible for liberal Marxists to drink water through their collective crotches, we know this wasn't the case regarding Fauci, as when the photo was taken, his head was clearly not up his ass. In a second image, it clearly showed both Mr. and Mrs. Science not wearing their masks, and honestly, because of the angle of that photo, we're not exactly sure through which orifice Mrs. Science was being hydrated. But to be completely fair and honest, Mr. Science was wearing his mask in the full upright and locked position when he threw out the first pitch that day, and the closest person to him was the catcher, who was some 60 feet away. But that's because he knew the cameras were on him in that moment. Apparently, he felt that nobody would be interested in him drinking water through his ass during the second inning. Diane, as of last week, several blue state liberal Marxist governors suddenly lifted their state's mask mandates. They claimed that they were following the science, but I have a sneaky suspicion they were following political science. They felt the heat from their voters regarding so many unmasked liberal Marxist elected officials in mask mandated places that they could not keep the charade going. Plus, It is an election year, and political expediency is the key when liberal Marxists start feeling their power over the people fading fast.
Well, you hit on something when you said an election year, because don't you think that a number of people running are going to be using these photographs during their campaigns?
Well, if they don't, there's something wrong with their campaign managers and publicists.
True.
I mean, these photos are begging to be in campaign ads for conservatives. Look, here's the thing. When will the madness end? Well, it ends when we, the people, say enough is enough and burn our masks like the BLM burned businesses. When parents who have had more than enough send all their kids to mask-mandated schools without their masks, daring the liberal Marxist indoctrinators and their indoctrination center administrators to have those kids arrested and charged with trespassing, and when Americans decide that the government doesn't get to make their personal and medical decisions, that is when the madness ends. Stop ordering the made-in-China tests for the made-in-China virus. Stop getting booster shots for the boosters that contain the same crap that didn't work in the first two shots you took. Stop electing liberal Marxist idiots and stop being afraid to live your lives as the founders, framers, and the creator they cited in our founding documents intended you to live. That is when the madness stops. Until then, hold your breath and stay hydrated, my friends. We can't all be black this month.
No, we can't. But this Stacey Abrams, the woman that complained about, you know, Trump not conceding and this one not conceding, that one not conceding. Remember, she didn't concede when she lost.
No, she still thinks she is the governor.
Right. She didn't concede. So you got hypocrisy there. You got hypocrisy with the masks. She has no qualifications to be governor. She is one of the people that I kind of consider a waste of protoplasm.
Well, but Diane, she is black, and it is Black History Month. Now, if that doesn't qualify her to be the grand poobah of Georgia, I don't know what does.
Well, you know, these people like Abrams and some of these other black people, they're really doing a great disservice to great black Americans who have really contributed to American society, done great things. George Washington Carver, you know, amongst them. They're actually an insult to these people.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, there can be no doubt, you know, but the hypocrisy of these mask mandates, and that this is why over the past week or so, you've seen so many blue state governors say we're lifting our mask mandates. They right. know this is a killer for them in November. But I'll tell you what, lifting the mask mandates in the middle of February is not going to help them come November.
No. No, and pretty soon all the mask mandates are going to be lifted. And what I noticed when I was in Publix today, and not today, a few days ago, I should say, very few people are wearing masks anymore. But then again, this is Florida. We've not been wearing them pretty much all along.
Well, and the same thing here. You know, there's been a few people around my neck of the woods that I've seen wearing masks over the past 2 years, but it's definitely the vast minority of people that have been yeah. wearing masks. Most people around here think, well, you know, this is nuts. Why would I do this?
Well, the funniest thing, Craig, is when you're driving and you see a person with their windows rolled up, there's nobody else in the car but the driver, and they're wearing a mask.
Right.
How stupid can someone be?
Well, I know that's That's about as nutso as it gets, but I might be able to equal that. I don't know that I can one-up it, but I can equal it.
Okay.
When I went to that doctor's appointment a couple of weeks ago, you know, you have to get there early because, right, you know, you got to sign in and do all this stuff. Right. Well, you have to wear a mask. So I knew it was going to be a few minutes before I got in. So I turned towards where they always have the magazines, and there were no magazines.
Right. But
there was a sign there that said, "We have removed all the reading material for your safety." Okay. So I'm looking at that going, really? Really? However, in the bathroom, they left the toilet paper there.
Right. So, and the paper towels and stuff, sure.
So you can't get COVID from toilet paper, but you can from a 6-month-old magazine?
Yep.
What, yeah. What the hell?
You know, we have a joke around here. It's not meant to be an insult to anybody, but it's just a generalized joke. You know how when somebody sneezes, you either say, "God bless you," or, you know,
right,
whatever, bless you, something like that. Instead, now, when someone sneezes, we say, "COVID."
You know, I got to try that.
Yeah, and it's not meant against anybody who's had COVID. It's just to the point, this is ludicrous. We're no longer in a pandemic. Right now, we're in a fear-demic and a scam-demic. And it needs to stop. We need to get our lives back fully.
Well, and I'll tell you something, folks. You go to my blog, thenationalpatriot.com, or rspradio1.com. You can grab the link to this article, and I hope you do. I had a little fun. Yeah, I got a little snarky. Unmasking Liberal Hypocrisy is the title on this thing. And as you read through this, I mention a lot of examples of these highfalutin elite liberal Marxists who are appearing in mask mandated places without their masks. I bring up a lot of them. I've got photos in this blog of every one that I bring up.
Sure. You actually did your homework, and you presented proof with what you're saying.
You know, and I mean, Fauci with the water bottle between his legs. Well, I was drinking water. No, Fauci, you got the water bottle between your legs and your cell phone in both hands.
Right.
You're not drinking any water.
No. No. You know,
and social distancing was available because there is nobody sitting around these three people. Nobody.
Right. Exactly. But they, you know, Fauci has lied since day one. Fauci is one of the prime reasons that Trump is not in office now. Fauci needs, first of all, he needs to be out of his job. He needs to lose his pension. Fauci is part of the reason almost 900,000 Americans are dead. Not all of them from COVID. I don't care what anyone says. They present with COVID, although they're being admitted to the hospital for other reasons. And let me tell you why. COVID is listed as part of their treatment or their death certificates, because hospitals get more money for it.
Follow the money.
That's right.
That's it. Follow the money. So, Diane, what are you cooking up for next week?
Biden. I'm going to tell you why Biden is medically and mentally unfit to hold office. No snark, no jokes, no insulting him, but I'm going to tell you why.
Well, and next week, I am taking a bit of a break from the political beat. Okay? And I am going to give folks in thenationalpatriot.com next week my take on last Sunday's Super Bowl.
what I call the stupid bowl.
That's what you call it.
I've always called it that.
You know, and I watched it. It was the first pro game I've watched in 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I will tell you my impressions after a six-year hiatus from pro football.
Well, can I just give you my impression of the halftime show? One simple sentence. The worst piece of garbage ever presented on TV.
You know, whatever happened to great halftime shows?
I don't know.
You know what? If I was doing the programming for next year's Super Bowl halftime, you know who I'd put up on that stage?
Who?
And I mean, I'd let him just go to town. Kid Rock.
Yeah, I could see Kid Rock.
I'd put Kid Rock up there.
Anybody who can actually sing.
Well, I'd put Kid Rock up
there. And not grab their crotch in order to do it.
I'd put Kid Rock up there and let him invite some of his friends to come up there and perform with him.
Okay.
You know, I mean, let's have a good rockin' fun halftime show.
Yeah, this was a disgrace as far as I'm concerned. A disgrace.
I mean, I get into that. I get into the halftime show. I cover the game. I give you my impression of things that even happened before the game and things that happen after the game.
Yes, but you do it a way that I can't do it, snarkily.
I get a little snarky.
A wee bit.
Just a little bit. But that's what we got coming up for you next Tuesday night. We'll be talking about those two things. Of course, this coming Friday, it's a one-hour show. We'll be talking about the news of the day and the important news of the week. Of course, by Friday, we will be 2 days into the invasion of Ukraine by Russia, because that happens after sandwiches and dessert tomorrow at probably about 1:15.
That's according to Biden.
So we'll have that to talk about. We'll talk about whatever else has been going on this week and important news of the day, and that's a one-hour show coming up on Friday. Once again, folks, if you missed any part of tonight's show, shame on you. But you can make it up to us by going to rspradio1.com, clicking the podcast button tomorrow morning, and tonight's show will be there.
Yes, it will.
With that, Diana, I think we're just about out of time. We may as well wrap this thing up.
I think we should. And with that, nighty-night, folks.
Good night, everybody. Have a great rest of the week. We'll catch up on Tuesday.